Our cattle market started out the week with a lot of news to digest. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. One of the biggest factors was the fact our last week's cash cattle market finished out from 233 to 237. Then you throw in a USDA cattle on feed report released Friday afternoon after the markets closed. Joe Coima is with Coima, Coima & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
Thanks for having me on. A lot to unravel in the cattle, for sure. Cash cattle, like you said, broke loose there into Friday with big gallops, basically, when the first bid started, 232. You know, traded a little bit in Iowa, then all of a sudden, you know, a half hour later, it was 234 to 235. So typically, the longer you wait in the week, the better it is for the producer. So, you know, good job with that last week. And now we have an on-feed report that I kind of have to digest a little bit. The overall tone of it is friendly. I mean, you look at the five-year average for the on-feed number, and we're still at 95%. You know, that's why we're at the prices where we're at.
And Joe pointed out it's a head-scratcher when you look into some of the details of that cattle on feed report.
You know, that placement number was a little bit odd. You know, guessing 93, but came back to 96. But you know, that's comparing to a record low number last year. And you had the South kind of place a little bit more. Texas was 110% compared to a year ago. So that's why we kind of missed that number there in the marketing department. And kind of looking further into the on feed number, they always kind of give you a breakdown of, you know, in the feedlots, you know, what's the comparison between steers and heifers. So this time we got 61% steers and 39% heifers. So that is telling you where we are seeing some heifer retention, guys holding some heifers back. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the landscape we're looking at here moving forward to see where that barometer is. And maybe we get a little bit more clear effort here on Friday's report.
The USDA on Friday will be releasing their biannual cattle report. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.